From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States pledged Wednesday to accept more refugees fleeing from wars in Syria and elsewhere, even as Europe unveiled a mandatory country-by-country quota plan to resettle 160,000 migrants. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker called for EU member states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years. He said, "The Europe I want to live in is illustrated by those who are helping. The Europe I don't want to live in is a Europe refusing those who are in need." Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany has called Juncker's plan a first important step. In remarks Wednesday, she said, "If Europe fails on the refugee issue, then it has lost one of the founding impulses for a united Europe, universal human rights." Islamist rebels have captured a major airbase from government forces in Syria's northwestern Idlib province, expelling all of President Bashar al-Assad's military, according to Syrian state television and a war monitoring group. Wednesday's report is the latest in a series of setbacks in recent months in the nearly five-year civil war, which has claimed more than 250,000 lives and forced more than 4 million Syrians out of their home country. State TV reported the military retreat from Abu Dhuhr Military Airport, where the Islamist extremists had imposed a nearly two-year-long siege. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front and allied Islamist groups are now in control of the facility, which state TV confirmed had been evacuated by Syrian forces. This is VOA News.